Bush administration officials believe a peace deal may be near for Sudan. The Islamic government and rebels in southern Sudan have engaged in a year of complex negotiations. As encouragement, the United States is offering to take Sudan off the terrorism list. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
One senior Bush administration official said he believes negotiators are 80% of the way to a final peace agreement now that the Islamic government and southern Christian and animist rebels have signed a security pact. When Sudan's foreign minister, Mustafa Osman Ismail, spoke to reporters in Washington recently, he said peace is closer than ever.
Sudan is about to put an end to the longest civil war in Africa that crippled the country for decades.
The foreign minister sounds confident that the Bush administration will move quickly to take Sudan off the terrorism list and lift a whole host of sanctions against the African nation. He said he's been told that all Sudan has to do is sign a peace deal, which he expects by the end of the year.
Sudan has got a huge resources of oil, minerals, agriculture, and so on. This is going to be open for American companies to invest.
A senior Bush administration official confirms that the U.S. is taking a look at getting Sudan off the terrorism list, but lifting sanctions is a complex process. Ted Danier of the Congressional Research Service says the sanctions stem not only from Sudan's alleged links to terrorism, but also from allegations of human rights abuses. Danier says Democrats and Republicans alike remain deeply skeptical of Sudan's government.
This government committed serious atrocities against its own people in South Sudan, from slavery to bombardment of schools and churches. Remember, an estimated 2 million people died.
The strong pressure from Capitol Hill will likely limit the Bush administration's ability to ease an embargo, according to Tim Carney, who was the last U.S. ambassador to Sudan before the U.S. cut relations in 1997.
The U.S. could issue more blanket licenses to certain businesses, banking, for example, that might want to go either back into Sudan or into Sudan. But something as cosmic as oil, I believe the administration will be very careful to work closely with the Hill to get a consensus before moving on that.
As for the state sponsors of terrorism list, Carney says Sudan was placed on it in 1993 as punishment for housing Osama bin Laden and other well-known terrorist leaders.
What Sudan did at that time was offer itself as sort of a rest and recreation center for many of these Middle Eastern groups, and at the same time permit those groups to do training on Sudanese soil. In other words, Sudan wasn't an active player, it was an accomplice.
As to what extent Sudan is still giving terrorists safe haven, a Bush administration official said, quote, "We think pretty minimal." The official added, "Everything we've asked them to do, they've done." Ambassador Carney says removing Sudan from the terrorism list is a political move few will be willing to take until a formal peace deal is inked. Even then, he says the U.S. will have a role to play. According to the outlines of a peace plan, the warring sides would share power for 6 years, and then Southerners would vote on whether to remain part of a united Sudan, a goal U.S. policymakers support. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.